Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest. And, well, this afternoon we have Mr. Robert Peters from Morality in Media, and we're going to be talking about, well, we're going to be talking about morality in media, and that's sort of an oxymoron, because unfortunately so much of our media really does everything to bring out the baseness, to stress perversion and sexual immorality. But, Mr. Peters, what are we going to be talking about today?
According to my notes, the FCC, the single expletive, and whatever else we managed to bring into it.
Oh, now, is that going to be the effort to get the Fairness Doctrine, or what?
No, the, it's a subject that I'm interested in, but no, I'm, at least according to my notes, it's the FCC. There's a court case in New York City. The question is, can the FCC fine a broadcast network for uttering a single expletive? And Morality and Media, we commissioned Harris Interactive, which is one of the major opinion poll companies, to ask a question as to whether the public thought that the FCC should have authority to fine a broadcaster for airing a single expletive. And I'm happy that 52% of the people who responded said yes. 42% said no. That's a 10% spread. That's, in my opinion, a significant victory. But, that's the subject I thought we were going to be talking about.
All right, well, you go ahead and develop the idea then.
Well, you know, I tell you, part of my take on it is that we actually wrote the question for this opinion poll a little bit more strictly than the law actually is. I mean, a person could have read the question as implying that whenever a broadcaster utters a four-letter word, the FCC should fine them, irrespective of what happened, you know, the context. And that isn't the law, and certainly, you know, that's not what I am proposing. So I thought at one level the question was even tougher on us than it needed to be, and yet we still got a majority. I think had the question been worded a couple other ways, I thought of, we would have had a significant majority of the American people, around the 60%, who would have said, yes, the FCC should be able to fine NBC when the knothead Bono utters the F word in a live broadcast during the Golden Globe Awards program, which he did, I think, back in 2004, 2005. And NBC, it was determined that they had violated the law.
And now, Chris, was this a live program?
Yeah.
Was it a situation where they could have deleted it and chose not to?
Well, it was a live program, but I mean, part of the context of that, in my estimation, is that these award programs have had similar problems in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they'd all been up and up and there was no reason for NBC to expect anybody to utter the F word, then I think, you know, I would have been sympathetic with their defense. But this stuff has gone on, you know, whether it's the Golden Globe or MTV, whatever it is, it's getting to the place where one of these quote-unquote highfalutin entertainers will say, you know, will utter something that a vulgarism or something very sexual. So they, in my opinion, they were on notice. They should have had the program on it, you know, whatever, a three-second delay. And had they done that, Mr. Bono's utterance would have been bleeped.
All right. Well, I think that's a very, very legitimate point of view. And I think, of course, what encourages you is the fact that we still, by a fair majority, or at least by a majority, still hold us some sort of values that everything does not go. There really are moral values that must be maintained if we hope to maintain our society. We're going to be back in just a moment with Mr. Robert Peters. We're going to be talking about morality in media right here at Genesis.
We're Kentucky Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest today is Mr. Robert Peters with Morality and Media, and we're talking about a recent survey that was done having to do with a usually four-letter word on one of the award programs. And, of course, the question is, did the FCC actually go ahead and fine NBC over this?
That was the issue in effect, the incident that sparked this court case in New York City, a federal court case where the networks, two or three of the television networks have sued the FCC in New York City, challenging the FCC's authority to fine a broadcaster for airing what the court case calls a fleeting expletive, whatever that means. Actually, there's another lawsuit down in Philadelphia where CBS has sued the FCC because of the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake a bra-tearing incident back in 2004. So there's actually two federal court cases underway right now involving the broadcast indecency law, one in New York City and one in Philadelphia.
Well, there's no question in my mind that the whole thing with the Janet Jackson was planned ahead of time to be offensive. I mean, there's no question at all. Maybe Bono may just have a vulgar mouth, but Janet Jackson and Timberlake knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted to offend the public.
And yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, whether they intended to do exactly what they did, I can't claim to know the answer to that. But it's clear from a variety of from a variety of perspectives that they intended to do something to shock the audience.
Right.
And that was part of the plan, and maybe they made a mistake. Too bad, in my opinion. What they intended to do was bad enough to begin with. And, you know, I mean, I guess the plan was she was supposed to have flesh-colored cloth underneath her brassiere, and therefore it wouldn't have been real nudity, but at least at first people would have thought it was nudity, and I guess that was supposed to make it funny. At one level, perhaps we could, in some way, hate to say thank God that he made the mistake and they got slapped.
Well, whatever it is, there is obviously an attempt to corrupt our society, and it's that old adage, you know, vice is a monster, such a horrible mean as to be hated, is but to be seen, but seen too oft, too familiar with her face. We first endure and then tolerate and then embrace. And Alexander Pope said that many years ago, but it is so true, and you can see step by step by step. You know, as our comedians like Jay Leno now just regularly, say all sorts of things that are totally without any redemption, and his jokes are intentionally filthy and vulgar and sexually explicit, and they don't have to be. You can be very, very funny and not push the envelope as far as he and his writers are doing. But they're gradually conditioning us that anything goes. And they're using ABC and NBC and CBS, you know, to destroy the basic moral foundation of this nation as we move from being a Christian nation to an atheist nation into a pagan nation, and heaven knows what the next step will be.
Yeah, on the specific, I have a pretty clear, my mind could be slipping, but I have a pretty clear recollection of reading an article a good number of years ago, probably many, that actually was complimenting Jay Leno for keeping his dialogue above the belt. But that was years ago, and I'm sure your description of his program is accurate today. But it's a sad commentary. I can still remember back when I was a kid watching television, and Red Skeleton in particular, and I don't remember if he said it on his program or if I read it someplace that, you know, he just kind of the idea that if you can't be funny without being dirty, then you ought to get another job, I think was basically his take on it. And Red Skeleton was a tremendously funny guy, at least my childhood remembrance of his program. I still can picture his face, you know, and that crazy clown thing and whatnot, but he always kept it above the board.
And Jack Benny and Bob Hope and all of these people, you know, certainly were, you know, they were hilariously funny. But, of course, they did not have to stoop to where they're going. But this is part of a planned program. And you can just see this. It is not happening by accident. It is happening by intent. Now, that is what's so really frightening. And the average individual, the average person in the church, you know, doesn't see it. This is not the same America I grew up in 50 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, most of my information about what happens in television, the vast amount of my information comes from what I read. But I always, you know, I live and work in New York City, and I get the daily papers every day, and it's amazing. I mean, you know, the New York City television critics are all on the liberal end of the perspective. There are no, you know, religiously conservative, whether Christian or other, who write television critic, at least I'm not aware of any, but I'm amazed at one level how often one or more of these critics is offended by something, you know, something that, and or at least they realize that it's plain exploitation, not good entertainment. But it's just amazing how often these liberal TV critics will pick out something that really has a moral dimension and criticize a program for it. This crossing the line, and I kind of always figure, well, if, you know, on the whole, quite liberal TV critics in New York City get offended by things or something catches their attention that they recognize is not right, you know, maybe it gives me a little hope that all across America, maybe most Americans still do have a good, strong grain of common sense. And the challenge is to get people to exercise their, you know, in effect, to act on their concern and their offense. The problem is that I think most people are offended and concerned about culture in America today. But if you took a national survey and asked, how many of you ever written a television network? How many of you ever complained to your cable network? How many of you ever complained to a motion picture studio? You went with the, and you expected to see a nice film and you got grossed out. Have you ever made a complaint? And I would bet close to 90% would say no. And that's one reason why we have so many problems culturally today.
Yeah, I'll never forget one time, and I forgot what it was, but it was some motion picture they had on American Airlines. And I wrote to them, and I told them I thought that was totally inappropriate, a motion picture to be showing. And they wrote back and apologized, and things got better for about, a month. But then they went right back to it.
Well, you know, I won't, you know, we had a situation of somebody flying Delta Airlines, a businessman who does a lot of traveling, and on one of his flights, Delta aired a program that first was shown on HBO, a very, very sexual program called Rome. You know, a lot of nudity, you know, rape, homosexuality, everything in that. And a lot of, you know, not hardcore pornography, but pushing the envelope. And they aired this Rome program on the overhead screens in the aisle. And he complained, and he was told that they had made a mistake. It should have only been on the private screens. And, you know, this guy being smart, he said, what do you mean private screens? I mean the screens on the back of the airplane seats, which, in my opinion, are very public. They may be smaller, but you can see them from other seats. So long story short, he called us, and I took the call, and I had happened to see some reviews in the local papers about that, and I remembered that even the New York critics, the level of explicitness caught their attention. So again, long story short, I did a little research and got quotes from papers around the country describing the content of this program, and basically I told his story, what had happened and what Delta Airlines had, how they had responded to him, and then I put my little spin on it, and then I quoted from the newspaper articles to show people that, you know, this guy isn't some prude, that what he was reacting against was some pretty strong stuff. And the last time I spoke to him, he said that Delta at least isn't showing this program on the main cabin screens anymore. So hopefully, one man's complaint and a little help from morality and media, I hope, has resulted in a change at Delta Airlines for the better.
Well, don't you think there is an organized, orchestrated effort to corrupt our people? I mean, this is not happening just by accident, because once in a while they put on the good, wholesome movies. You know, if this was just accidental or by chance.
Well, I say, I wonder, every once in a while I mention to my wife, I sometimes wonder if communism isn't still alive and well in America, and, where people are literally plotting to destroy this country. I don't know the answer to that question. I think without any question there are many people in the entertainment media that, in effect, certainly they are working to undermine the Judeo-Christian ethic faith system that undergirded this nation for whatever number of, you know, hundreds of years. And they see our beliefs, our faith, to be inimical to the well-being of the society they want to live in. And I don't think there's any question. They want to, you know, silence us. They want to, you know, marginalize us. They want a country where people live in according to the, and you know, for the most part, by the values of Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm, you know, giving a little dig there, but I think literally, if you asked them what they thought right and wrong in terms of human sexuality, short of forcible rape and forcible sexual abuse of children, there's nothing that they think is wrong in the sexual morality area, and drugs, and as long as you don't mess up your life, there basically isn't anything wrong. If it brings pleasure to you and doesn't destroy your life or other people's lives, at least in the immediate term, it's okay. And that's the kind of world they're trying to create. And they definitely want to, if not literally get rid of us, they want to marginalize our values and faith.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Mr. Robert Peters as we evaluate the progressive breakdown of our society and who and what is responsible.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
What had happened, or where do those charges stand?
I don't remember. It, whether the network itself, NBC, in the particular case of the utterance of the F word and the Golden Globe Awards program, I don't remember if NBC itself was the target or if they find the individual affiliates that carried the program. I have a lot more sympathy for the affiliates than I do. I don't have any for the network, but I don't recall whether the network sued. So they may have been the target of the indecency action.
And what was the decision? What was the legal decision? Do we know yet?
Well, yeah, the Court of Appeals here in New York City determined that the FCC hadn't adequately justified its policy change because unfortunately for many years the FCC refused to fine a broadcaster for what was considered a fleeting expletive. Regardless of how bad it was, regardless of the circumstances, that was a policy that the FCC adopted on its own. Thankfully, that policy was changed a couple of years ago, but the court here in New York City said that the FCC hadn't adequately justified the change. I think on the whole, and to some extent, I think the judges had a point. I think the FCC could have done a better job of justifying the change, but on the other hand, effectively, it was just an excuse on the part of the court to overturn what the FCC did. It's clear that at least two judges of the three who decided the case were 100% on the network television side. They were fully sympathetic with all of the arguments that the television networks made. At one level, I thought we should be thankful, because I think what these judges would have liked to have done was overturn the broadcast indecency law, period. And they didn't do that. They just, you know, said that the FCC hadn't done its homework and sent it back to the FCC for another shot. I think the FCC is simply going to appeal the decision of the Supreme Court. At least that's my expectation.
All right, fine. Well, of course, at one time we could regulate pornography and this sort of thing at the state and the local level. That, of course, is no longer the prerogative. Now all you have to do is have corrupt people in one division of government, and they make the decision for the entire nation. Initially, we had different standards in different places. That was the idea of freedom, was to limit the power of the central authority, because centralized planning is always hazardous to our freedom. Well, unfortunately, that all changed during the Vietnam War. While our boys were overseas fighting for freedom, we lost it here at home. So what's the next step, Mr. Peters, in your campaign for morality and media?
Well, at one level, kind of, our next step is somewhat being determined by the courts, because as long as these cases are tied up in court, I suspect the FCC isn't going to be doing an awful lot on its own. I don't know, but I anticipate that there will be additional court cases. We submit what are called friend of the court briefs supporting the government, so I would anticipate we will write at least one, perhaps two more court briefs. I still think that citizens need to complain about what they hear and see on broadcast television. I think they should be supporting efforts for cable choice. I don't think cable choice is the whole answer to the problem of offensive programming on cable television, but it would certainly help. I think, you know, a lot of channels that are part of the problem wouldn't be bringing in nearly as much money as they bring in if cable customers could choose what they wanted to watch. I think most of America wouldn't tune in to things like MTV and the FX channel. You know, a significant number would, but right now these channels get the benefit of everybody that has cable gets those channels. So it's just a lot of money that goes to MTV. Because instead of choosing MTV, the cable companies are choosing it for you. So complaints to the to the FCC when you hear or see something on broadcast television that deeply offends you, I mean, not everything, but if you think it really crosses the line, make a complaint to the FCC. FCC has a website, fcc.gov, fcc.gov, and you go there and there be something on the right-hand side, Enforcement Bureau, click that, and you can follow the dotted line to the obscenity and indecency section.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Mr. Robert Peters as we look at this. Do you have any thoughts give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Mr. Robert Peters from Morality and Media. Mr. Peters, would you like to get out your web page number, telephone number, any information about your ministry?
The website is moralityinmedia.org. Three words, no spaces, moralityinmedia.org. Telephone number, I think, probably easier to remember that our office is located in New York City in Manhattan. Call the operator in New York City, ask for Morality and Media, and get our phone number. It's 212-870-3222. 212-870-3222.
All right, fine. I think it's exciting that you know that you're there and they're monitoring this. You know, I was just thinking about Howard Stern. I mean, here's a man with no redeeming social value. His comments are a plan to be vulgar and insulting and insightful. And I forgot whether he got $50 million or $500 million from satellite radio. But there are people who are willing to buy the expensive radios and subscribe every month just to hear this vulgarity. And you wonder what has happened to their soul or their sense of propriety. It's almost like they're in revolt against God intentionally.
Well, I would think many of Howard Stern's listeners, his avid fans, I can't be the final judge, but I would suspect that many of them are indeed in rebellion against God. Over the years, I've met people occasionally, Christians who seem to enjoy some things in entertainment that aren't really the most wholesome stuff. I suspect that Howard Stern's audience is a largely lost one from a spiritual perspective, just as I suspect Howard Stern is lost from a spiritual perspective. But I would qualify one thing. I'm happy to say that that Howard Stern's audience on satellite radio is much, much less than it was in broadcasting in terms of the total numbers. So while, some of his fans did go over to Sirius and sign up and pay the monthly bill, I think it's safe to say most did not, for one reason or another. So he's still an influential guy, unfortunately, but not as influential as he was when he had the broadcast radio audience.
And, of course, I think the thing is that, certainly he did everything he could to be offensive, and my understanding is that satellite radio is having some very real problems, and they may not be able to keep on going putting out the fabulous amount of money that they are for their star performer.
Well, yeah, what's getting them in trouble, I think, satellite radio, is that they're spending so much money for these stars, and to date it's not being, the money isn't, the new subscriptions aren't coming in, I think, at this point, to sustain, to pay for these people. I mean, they've just got one big star after another, and they're paying top dollar for these people, and it's certainly attracting new customers to satellite radio, but I don't think it's attracting enough to make the satellite radio a good investment, although I qualify that by saying I'm sure that the two XM and Sirius want to merge, and I'm sure if they succeed in doing that, that will help their financial picture. But each on their own, I think they're struggling, and one reason they're struggling is that they paid too much for the Howard Sterns and all the other big names that they now have, and these people aren't attracting the number of listeners that they would need to attract in order to sustain the network.
Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for our guest, I think this is an important issue. There is an organized effort, coordinated very skillfully, in my estimation, to corrupt the morality of this nation and to destroy the Christian foundation that once made America the freest nation in the world and the envy of the rest of the nations in the world, because here was the nation where you had the maximum opportunity and the maximum freedom, but of course it was based upon the Christian concepts that freedom came from God. And there are people who hate God, who hate freedom, and they're sure doing a pretty good job of trying to undermine it. But Mr. Peters, the point he's making today is we still have a majority. Maybe it's only a bare majority, but we still have a majority on our side. Would that be a fair estimate of your message?
Well, in my opinion, most the way I put it, in my opinion, most Americans, and I think a significantly large majority of adult Americans, if given a choice, they would rather live in a safe and decent society than a pig pen. But I don't think there's any question that the numbers of people who would rather live in a pig pen are growing rapidly. And, if you look at opinion polls, I guess it shouldn't be surprising, but the older Americans, and I'm part of the boomer generation, but my parents' generation, obviously, which, as they go to meet their maker one way or another, I guess, and the younger generation is just morally speaking, as wild as things were in the 60s, I think these kids, at least in their beliefs, are crazier than we were. So little by little, the more, either no morality or the relative morality, that's more, you know, little by little, that's becoming the future. But at this point in our nation's history, I still think most people understand that there is a need for some limits, that we can't live the way the entertainment media seem to think we should live. And but once again, it, you know, kind of, in my way of thinking, or from my perspective, the challenge is to get people to speak out and do what needs to be done to make some changes before, I think the day, you know, I think history would be a good indicator that at some point in a nation's history, there isn't going to be any turning back. I personally don't think we've reached that stage yet. I think there's still time to see this nation turn around and start moving in the right direction. Not that we're ever going to be perfect. We never were, and we're not going to be in our own strength and effort. But I do think we could see things begin to turn around in the direction of, yes, there do need to be some restraints in how we talk and what we, you know, how we behave in real life and in our entertainment, and especially entertainment that's accessible to kids. But, you know, whether that's going to happen, I don't know. But I believe most Americans would rather see some changes in the direction of the way we used to do things. You know, not in all ways, but at least in our basic morality. I think most Americans understand that there needs to be some restraint. But it's, you know, that's a significant measure, I think, a silent majority. They're not speaking out.
Well, I think people don't really realize that freedom, you know, is not the ability to do whatever you want to do. Freedom is the ability you need to do what you should do according to God's restraints. And you take God out of the equation, and you end up with moral anarchy, which is exactly where we are today. And you're absolutely right. There are people who really want to corrupt our society, but much more so than just the communists and socialists. I used to think that 25 years ago, before I really had a chance to study and see who's financing the communist movement in America, and who's financing the socialist and the humanist and the pornographic and the homosexual and all of these agendas in America. And if you follow the money, well, you come to get a completely different outlook on what's going on. Well, Sydney, what are your suggestions to our people, other than perhaps writing to their duly elected representatives?
Well, I would say it has to begin with us living according to what we believe. You know, if we say that we think certain things are wrong, and then we go and do them anyway, whether we like it or not, we become part of the problem. So whether the subject is pornography or excessively violent entertainment or very sexual or very vulgar entertainment, I think Americans who agree that something is rotten in our culture need to start refraining from watching that. And I understand that. I think probably most people treat themselves once in a while to something that, even by their own standards, they realize really isn't quite up to standards. But if it's going to happen at all, it ought to be the exception. I mean, to some extent, you know, it's often said we didn't become a great nation by nobody ever sacrificing anything. I think it's a safe statement to say that from the nation's very founding, during a 7-8 year Revolutionary War, that some people were willing to, you know, give the ultimate sacrifice. Many people have been willing to give the ultimate sacrifice for something better. And at one level, I don't think this generation is being asked to give that much. But, you know, we've got to be willing to give up some things. And I suspect that the television entertainment viewing habits of the Christian community aren't an awful lot different from the rest of the community. And that shouldn't be. And
this is really because the church has failed in their responsibility. And if we were, of course, making people, you know, and could lead them to an understanding not only that we should worship God, that we should fear God, and there are consequences, and there really are certainly punishments for sin, and God knows everything we do, and we are answerable to Him. And there's no little sins or a little bit bigger sins. I mean, after all, we're naturally sinners, but I mean, when we encourage this, when we destroy any sense of fear of God, why, we're in real trouble. And I think the real problem today is we got an awful lot of ministers that don't fear God. And if they don't fear God, why, of course, their parishioners are not going to fear God either.
Well, amen. In terms of the practical side of this is that there are an awful lot of people in this country, close to half, I think, that, well, maybe that's going, stretching it too far, but I don't think so. I'd say close to half of this country is you might say they're quite devout, you know, people who really believe their faith is important to them, they practice their religion in some respect, and, you know, I mean, I'll tell you, there are a whole lot of bad things in our popular culture, which would either, you know, boy, I tell you, they'd either have to change to survive or they'd go out of business if half the country, that many of which are now supporting these things, our kids too, if that would stop. You know, so in one sense, what can we do? You know, one thing we can do is stop supporting this garbage with our own, you know, hard-earned dollars, that, you know, we aren't going to buy these record CDs, go to these films, we aren't going to turn on those programs to find out which sponsors are advertising their products. And I'll tell you, if close to half the nation began to think that way, a lot of this junk would go out of business.
Well, I remember there was one time there was a dentist, and he didn't like Donahue, and he targeted Donahue. And he tried to raise support to get people to write to Donahue's advertisers and call Donahue's advertisers. And, you know, and he eventually was able to get Donahue off the air. And I think that was a wonderful thing to do.
That was Dr. Neal.
We've got a lot of other people who are a lot smarter than Donahue. Even some of them profess to be Christians. And yet, of course, they're doing, in my estimation, the devil's work.
That was I don't remember what his first name was, but Dr. Neal in Fort Worth, Texas.
Right.
The gentleman you're talking about.
And what's amazing was one person with God's help can do.
Yeah, I'd say this, that, you know, my one observation that I have made about, you know, let's say boycotts and whatnot, is that when a program is really doing well in terms of attracting the audience that at least certain advertisers want, it's very difficult to get, you know, to get a network to drop that program. But when a program isn't doing so well, you know, in terms of the audience, and like Donahue was, you know, the competition was hurting him, and along comes Dr. Neal and begins to put pressure on his leading advertisers. And a good number of them, if I recall correctly, when they saw some of the garbage that was going on Donahue, started to drop his program. That was, you know, that was kind of a tipping point, and Donahue is now history, I'm happy to say. And it was because one man got fed up with what he was watching on Donahue and did something about it, and he had an effect. I mean, not always can one person be so successful, but I've worked here, you know, at Morality and Media. I'm actually into my 23rd year working here, and I don't know how many times over the years, you know, one person taking a stand has made a difference. Now, more often than not, it takes two or three, or oftentimes many people to make a difference, but oftentimes one person writes a letter, makes a phone call, makes a stink, and things change for the better. But a lot of times I think people, they just look around and everything seems so bad that, what good is it going to do if I do something? You know, how can I make a difference? And it seems that everything is too far out of hand, so, you know, most people don't do anything. And that's a big mistake when you're not doing anything. When you're concerned, and you would agree with Dr. Monteith and Bob Peters that things aren't right in our culture, and yet, you know, never do anything to even attempt to make a difference.
Well, our job is to do the best we can, and hope that God will be able to utilize our effort, because after all, we can accomplish nothing without His help, His guidance. But I will tell you that one man with God is maturity. And if he really believes in what he's doing, and he's in God's, under God's protection, I believe that we can move mountains, but we have to try. And of course, any journey starts with the first step. So I certainly applaud what you're doing, and I hope our listeners out there will realize that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And television and motion pictures and so much of our media today is really dominated by evil. And we're going to have to stand against it and recognize not only what it is, but who is behind it, because it's not happening by accident. Well, do you have a parting thought for our listeners? Would you like to get your website out once again?
Well, a parting thought is that what I sometimes think my motto is, you know, you do your best and leave the rest to God. You know, I don't, God hasn't given us the job of doing the impossible. That's God's job, but he's given us responsibilities, and our job is to fulfill those responsibilities to the best of our ability with God's help. And then we've just got to, in one sense, let go and let God work. I mean, I often think, I don't think this nation is going to turn around unless God begins to work in a way that, humanly speaking, I can't do. But I do, you know, in his sovereign will, he has determined that man is going to play a part. You know, he's given us, in one sense, he's allowed us to be part of his purpose. And ours is a limited one, you know. We aren't God, and we can't accomplish what he can. But he wants us to do our part. And that website is moralityinmedia.org, moralityinmedia.org.
Well, what a privilege it is to be able to play a small part, and every one of the listening audience can do that. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure, as always.
Thank you for having me back.
God bless you. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I should say at the Genesis Network, and this is a time when I really need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family. Now, who is it who funded the communists and the socialists in our country? or the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, which tie into the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the Brotherhood of Darkness, and all of these tie into Christie and the secret societies and the which are carrying forward the tradition of the ancient mystery religions. That's why you need, of course, to get my book and or the DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why you need to see my new talk on the forbidden secret, and you need to get the syllabus for that to learn about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and that directs this storm. And that's a phrase that the president used. President Bush used not once but twice in his first inaugural address. So who is the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get the other DVDs we have, the award-winning Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Riddles in Stone, both by Chris Pinto. Get Chris Pinto's talk that he gave at the seminar last year, Radio Liberty Seminar. It's called The Atlantis Connection, that America was to be reconstituted into the lost Atlantis. They get Constance Cumby's excellent talk on the emergence and the whole background of her experience in the New Age movement. And, of course, dealing with this concept of the new world leader. Both of, all of these DVDs available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our four-tape set on the supernatural. You need to get our book on Hostage to the Devil, and, of course, written by Malachi Martin. You get my interviews with Malachi as he laid it out the background of this truly demonic movement. You need to get our book entitled Satanic Crimes. That's Satanic Crimes. And we have a four-tape set or four-CD set on Satanic Crimes. And they really are here. They're working within this country. And there's a spiritual force behind everything going on today. If you'd like to learn about our great tax-exempt foundations, our book entitled Foundations, Their Power and Influence, we've kept in print for many, many years. We, of course, have a four-tape set on the secret government, where you'll hear my interview with Norman Dodd, who is director of research for the Great Tax for the Reese Committee that investigated the Rockefeller and Ford and Carnegie Foundation, a classic interview you'll never forget. Well, so then once again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest that you give serious consideration laying in a supply of emergency food, because I think we're headed into a crisis situation financially, biological, chemical warfare. It may very well be brought about by the people in this country, just exactly as happened on the September 11th, but it doesn't matter. I believe that we could see a total breakdown of the structure of this society, because that is what they want. Are you prepared for a breakdown in society? Well, you need to have barrels of water, you need to have water filters, you need to have emergency food, you need to have emergency kits on hand, wheat grinders. If you need an emergency food catalog, why, of course, give us a call. We carry those. But if you have a catalog, don't put it off. Make your preparations now. Get what you're going to need. And, of course, you'll be helping us, but you'll be helping yourself as well. This next hour, we're going to have Paul Craig Roberts. We're not going to be on GCN because we haven't been able to arrange to hook up with him. You can hear us on Internet or shortwave at 9.480. And then we'll be back tomorrow with Genesis on the regular time. So please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Lifework and purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microplastics. microparticulate from water like food coloring particles.
Yeah, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs.
Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America, but please don't call until we ask for the calls. Right now we have this one of my favorite columnists. Her name is Nancy Levant, and you can read her columns regularly all across the Internet, certainly specifically at newswithviews.com, but many other places. Nancy, how are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Monteith. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. And I thought, we'd talk about, what should we talk about? Should we talk about the progressive loss of freedom, these elitists who have a different worldview? What is on your heart to talk about?
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that I would like to talk about today is the profiling.
All right, fine.
Of the American people. I think that this is an incredibly important subject that has been largely overlooked in the freedom movement. You know, when we talk about the coming of the Real ID Act, we understand that we are going to be observed in a different manner. But profiling is a huge, huge subject. And I think that people need to understand what it is, first and foremost. You know, we first came to the realization of even the word profiling maybe 10 or 15 years ago through television. And we learned that profiling was something that law enforcement professionals would do to try to determine the behaviors of very significant criminals like sociopaths and murderers and so on and so forth. They would profile a person's personality through information that they could collect about the person to try to predict future behaviors. Well, at the exact same time that the American people 10 or 15 years ago were introduced to the art of profiling through television, at the exact same time, we had technological advancements that actually allowed data gathering databases to interconnect and to actually share and equally download gathered information about the American people. But, you know, what kind of information? Well, you know, in the world of computers, we know that all financial transactions are computerized. We know that any consumer transactions are now computerized because, you know, we mostly use credit cards. We know, you know, cash registers are computers. When you enroll a child into school, you are going to fill out a multitude, 10 to 20 to 30 forms, whether it be a child in a preschool or a public school or a private school or even a university. Now, all of this information, even if it's on paper forms, is also has become computerized information.
And I think, you know, it's so interesting. When you go to your doctor or dentist now, before you, of course, you would need to leave or get in, but they'll ask you to sign these privacy forms. Oh, we want to protect your privacy. Just sign these forms here so we can protect your privacy. If you read the forms, they have nothing to do with protecting your privacy. What it does is take away your total privacy. And the doctors and the dentists and so many people are complicit, working with the government, knowingly or unknowingly, providing the information to the computer, the databases, so they can profile you and everything you do.
Well, that's very true. In the medical community...
This is Pat.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold. Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season. Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Nancy Levant. We're talking about profiling. We're talking about how they're collecting data on all of us. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that they are collecting data files. And you say, well, I've got nothing to be afraid of. You know, I've never committed any crime. Well, then why are they collecting a data file on you? Don't you understand that there are people who really want a dictatorship? You can go back and read the book, The Plot to Seize the White House, written by Major General Smedley Butler, who in 1934 was recruited by a group of very wealthy men to lead a march on Washington, D.C., because this group of wealthy men wanted a dictatorship. Read the book which we carry called The New World Order by William Still. He will tell you his father was actually solicited during the Nixon administration because Richard Nixon wanted to use the military to declare a dictatorship, and William Still's dad was in the military at that time. There are people who want a dictatorship in America, and they want to know everything about you so they can control you. And people say, well, that could never happen in America. And I would ask, why not? If God is just, do you think he's going to allow you to continue living as you have and having the benefits of freedom without ever being involved in preserving it and sending our boys over to sea and fight and bleed and suffer for it and die there in the sands of Iraq or come back crippled by the depleted uranium that, of course, is certainly afflicting. Literally hundreds of thousands of young men have come back, and the government's covering that up. But do you think that the fact that you haven't done anything is going to make you any less of a target than those people who have had the courage to speak out? And it's been said that, you know, a coward dies a thousand deaths. A brave man dies but once. Go ahead, Nancy.
One of the very significant topics when you discuss profiling in this country is that DNA is now required to be databased. And before I even continue on with that, I just want to keep people to keep that in mind. Well, when you go in and, for instance, you give blood or you have tests or blood is taken, you're asked to sign a barrage of forms. Some of those forms now actually sign the rights to your personal DNA away from you and over to entities, some type of medical entities, but we'll talk about that later. Now, the reason why I started putting together some articles and some information about profiling was because I discovered something called the STRIVE Act of 2007, and that is STRIVE. The STRIVE Act is called the Security Through Regularized Immigration and a Vibrant Economy Act of 2007. That's a mouthful. This act was introduced by Representatives Luis Gutierrez, who is a Democrat of Illinois, and Jeff Flake, who is a Republican of Arizona. So here we have our two primary parties. Now, this act is basically full of a lot of dialectic and very deceiving garbage, as far as I'm concerned. It really has to do with allowing illegal immigrants into the nation. But inside of this very large act is also something called the EVES proposal. EVES is another acronym. It is EEVS. And EEVS stands for the Employment Eligibility Verification System. Now, the Employment Eligibility Verification System is within the wording of the STRIVE Act of 2007. Mm-hmm. Now, the EVES proposal within the STRIVE Act would require all American people, both citizens and non-citizens, to obtain and present newly proposed documents, such as a Social Security card and a driver's license that is compliant with the Real ID Act in order to work or continue working in this nation. Now, the EVES system is a giant database. It is basically a human compliance grader. That would mean that everyone would have to obtain permission from the government to obtain a job and every time that a new job is sought. So every time you apply for a new job, all of your credentials are going to get run through this new EVES database. Now, the Employment Eligibility Verification System, which is EVES, would require every single employer in the United States to verify the employment eligibility of their workers through the EVES database. This database would require every person in America to carry a new and improved biometric social security card that would contain information about the cardholder, such as fingerprints, a retinal scan, and DNA, especially, it's actually another national ID card, and a real ID compliant driver's license to qualify for any job or income in this country. Now, EVES creates another vast federal database to verify the work eligibility of all American citizen job applicants. The system would contain extraordinary personal information on everyone who seeks or holds a job, all of it being keyed to a new biometric social security number. Now, when this bill passes, and I guarantee you that it will, every time that we apply for a job, the Department of Homeland Security will determine our eligibility to work in our nation. Now, in the essence of fact, no one will be able to work in the United States without Department of Homeland Security approval.
But Nancy, this is all being done in the name of protecting us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living over there in a cage, and it has this massive program with terrorists in every community all across America, just waiting for the word to be given to attack. And that's why we have to have all this protection. At least that's what they'd like us to believe.
Well, that's what they would like us to believe. Now, you know, here's one of the problems with the bill. This bill forecloses judicial review, of course, of any governmental mistakes. So, if they falsely determined that you are disallowed to earn money, that's tough beans. Congress and their federal mandates are literally working double time to drive the nails into this very, very highly selective slavery. Now, currently, about 16,000 employers nationwide are currently and voluntarily participating in the EVES Basic Pilot Project. But this federal mandate, this STRIVE Act of 2007, requires expansion to mandatory use by every single American employer, which will affect at least 160 American and non-American workers, and all in the name of security. So this is an absolutely absurd, awful, and it's another example of the type of profiling that is being done on the American people. Now, what is profiling for, especially when they're collecting DNA? Well, I have a couple of ideas. Profiling is really about control. It is about identifying who they believe are the compliant global citizens. Who are they concerned about as people who may resist the complete cremation of our Constitution? And these globalist politicians literally walking away with this nation, with the American people being just clueless. Now, the other possibility of all of this, and it's highly suspect when they are also collecting DNA. For anyone who is a regular reader of mine, you know that I believe that probably the top mission of the globalist and the one world government movement is a massive depopulation. It is the scam behind the environmentalist movement. It is the scam behind global warming. They want to reduce the population by massive, massive numbers. And I think that when our DNA is now required to be databased, and George Bush requested that be the case, we realize that we are, not only are we profiled as social creatures, our educational levels, our health, our religions, our financial situations, our political affiliations, we are also now being profiled, databased, and stored basically to the molecular level. Now, what's that all about? What is profiling? From infancy through eldership, every single thing that we have done financially, politically, medically, socially, and now our DNA. Now, you have to make the assumption, listeners, that all of this data collection and storing of this information was to an end. There was a purpose. Why are they doing this? It's not just because they can. there are missions, there are intentions behind the profiling of the people of the world. And it's just not happening in America. It's happening all over the world. But it is very, very particularly happening in America, because we have a political system that says that all of the above, every single thing that we have just talked about up until now, is illegal, because we have rights to privacy.
Right, well, we're going to hold up, Nancy, and I share your concern. There's some people who have a different agenda because they have a different worldview, because they worship a different God.
I'm sorry, Dr. Stanley, didn't...
Today, gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Cures. This will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now, a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Dr. Stan. Nancy, go ahead and pick the story up there.
Well, and Dr. Stan, to follow up on what you said, what about all of the designer diseases I mean, the vaccines have, well, we can't even begin to estimate the damage that has caused, particularly in Africa.
Paul Kurt, but even here at home, where one in six American children
has
some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. Probably every one of our children has been damaged here. In fact, that's why our high school graduates, when tested in competition with students from out the rest of the world, we cannot compete with other countries because they've damaged the minds of our children with
right.
mercury and with aluminum, with vaccines, with genetically altered food, with aspartame, all the other things that they have done to our children, and the average person has no knowledge.
Well, and Dr. Sand, you know, what do you think about the Alzheimer's epidemic?
I think that it certainly a number of our younger people are developing this. In other words, it used to be about 2% of our patients would get Alzheimer's disease at less than 60 years of age. Now it's up to 10% of the Alzheimer's cases, and overall Alzheimer's cases are increasing rapidly. I believe, of course, it's partly the mercury in the fillings. It's partly the mercury in the vaccines. But I also believe we had mad cow disease in this country. In other countries, they test every cow. Here in the United States, we're told we cannot test every cow. And you know why we can't test every cow? Because we might get a false positive. We might get a false positive, so we can't test our cows for Alzheimer's disease. What's wrong with that explanation? I mean, you've got to be pretty gullible to believe that. The real reason they will not allow widespread testing of cows in America, whereas, of course, they can do it in Japan, they can do it in Europe, they just can't do it here, and I wonder why. And then we see all these younger people coming on, and, of course, the mad cow is manifested, by exactly the same signs and symptoms as Alzheimer's. And the only way you can tell the difference is an autopsy, and we're not autopsying. We're saying, oh, they died of Alzheimer's. We're not going to bother to do that. And I believe if you look at the skyrocketing rates of Alzheimer's disease, it is not simply coincidence.
Well, and you know, Dr. Stan, I am absolutely amazed when I watch television and I see the non-stop pharmaceutical commercials for drugs, and each one of them says, ask your doctor if this drug may be right for you. I mean, it's like they're telling you, it's like they're acting like the doctor is a drug dealer.
Well, of course, what they really know is that they've had their very attractive detailed people go around to the doctor's office to tell him what he should be using. So they tend to go to the doctor knowing full well the doctor has been programmed to use their products. That's what it's all about, Nancy.
Oh, it's just awful.
And I would just simply add, as far as the Alzheimer's disease, Dr. Fudenberg's work, and we'll be glad to provide a copy of the abstract which he published on his website, showed that if you're foolish enough to believe what you're told, and you're between 60 and 65, and you take 4 or 5 of the influenza shots that don't do any good, over a period of 5 years, between 3 or 4 over the 5-year period, the incidence of Alzheimer's disease 10 years down the line goes up 1,000%. They know that, so that's why they have recommended that everybody, in the older age would get influenza, even though they know it doesn't do any good, but there are too many older people. And how else are we going to get the system to work if we don't kill off the elderly? And what a terrible thing to do to people. Alzheimer's disease is a terrible, terrible thing. But there are people out there who don't care.
Well, the other thing to think about, too, the older people are the ones that remember freedom. The younger people actually do not.
Well, of course,
the last two generations of younger people do not know what freedom is.
Well, of course, if they take their influenza shots regularly, they won't remember, that's for sure.
That's probably very true. And then I think of the genetically modified foods, the fluoride in the water, the Aloxin, the aspartame. And then you consider the profiling, the nonstop medical profiling and the DNA profiling. What are they looking at? Are they watching, literally graphing a sick and dying population?
I think that they really are.
And?
I think that all you need to do is notice that it's our U.S. Census Bureau that's in Africa monitoring the AIDS epidemic, where, of course, in Botswana, 46% of the women, pregnant women, are HIV infected. Why is our Census Bureau monitoring that? I think they want to see what a good job we're doing.
Hold that thought right there. I agree.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. I introduce remarkable wellness solutions every day and would like to introduce you to a few more. Mountain Red Deer Velvet stimulates your stem cells to heal the daily aging and stress and damage of everyday life. If you get Mountain Red Deer Velvet, you can rejuvenate your physical function, your mental function, and help your tissues heal and your organs regenerate. Allicin, a natural antimicrobial taken every day, can stop the stealth pathogens that cause vascular problems, that cause illness, infections elsewhere through your body, and give your immune system a rest. And when you combine it with Better Than Greens with Allicin, it detoxifies, alkalinizes, and provides whole body protection from pathogens and illness. Order today online securely at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us and place an order 9 to 5 Mountain, 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Take care and listen to the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Nancy Levant. And of course, we're talking really about profiling. And, of course, Nancy Levant has said that she thinks that really first the real agenda behind the profiling is that they can't really manage their one-world government, all the things that this small group of elites want. And they're going to have to massively reduce our population. She thinks it's going to be reduced by about three-quarters. I think it's going to be reduced a great deal more than that. But before we go on, Nancy, do you have a website or anything of that sort you'd like to get out?
I'm very easy to find on the Internet by just Google searching my name. But you can find me at www.newswithviews.com. You can find me at the American Chronicle on the West Coast, americanchronicle.com. You can find me at the Federal Observer. You can find me at renewamerica.us. There's a lot of places where I'm easily found.
All right, fine. So let me recommend Nancy's articles. They're all very insightful. They come about once a week. We always look forward to them. So you pick up the story there, Nancy.
Well, I think that we should talk about, when we're talking about profiling, I think it's important to tie in nature, because nature is kind of the footnote to how we are being asked to change our lives. And nature as well is being profiled, so to speak. And that is because nature is being so violently tampered with. We know that we have weather modification technology. We have weather modification legislation. And we know that there is the HARP system up in Alaska. We know that there are electromagnetic pulsing technologies going through our heavens. And, you know, nature is being micromanaged. Now, we know that things are being sprayed out of airplanes. Now, all over the nation, all over the world, frankly. Now, what do the environmentalists think that those chemtrails that are being sprayed upon every square inch of planet Earth are doing to the animals and the fish and the insects? We wonder why we're having a bee issue and the bees are dying, why the frogs were mutating, why this, why that, why we're seeing birds acting strangely and dying and dropping dead out of the air. Well, let's ask what's coming out of our airplanes. And furthermore, a major question for me, and this is very significant with me for the globalist politicians who are now trying to get the presidential bid, I think every single one of them should be forced to tell us what is being sprayed out of the airplanes. I really do.
I think it'll be a cold day before they ever will even admit what they're doing, but there is no question what they're doing. In fact, we have some 4-tape sets, and they even give references to government websites where they're actually talking about this idea of doing the spraying. Actually, a lot of these ideas came from Edward Teller as a means of combating global warming. And they're using aluminum, and they're using barium, and they're using, of all things, titanium. And, of course, that's contaminating our soil. How much aluminum do you want to get into your soil? Because if it gets in your soil and the barium, it's going to get into you. But go right ahead, Nancy.
Well, and, you know, they're spraying depleted uranium all over the Mideast. Where are the environmentalists screaming about this?
Well, because the environmental movement, the whole thing has always been funded by the very people we oppose. In other words, an awful lot of environmentalists don't understand that this thing all started with the large oil companies who they oppose. And yet you go back to the original funding of the environmental movement. It came to the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and the Ford Foundation and from Exxon and Chevron. And my goodness, can you imagine that?
Well, you know, what we're looking at is what we in the business like to call the dialectic. And it's basically where up is down and left is right. Nothing is as it seems. We are living in an absolutely managed, manipulated reality. Everything that we see on our televisions, you know, we have all of these reasons why every single thing that we do and are, even to the molecular levels, are being databased and stored. All of these wonderful humanistic reasons. And all I can say, people, is you have got to be kidding me. You have got to look at the groups and the people who are driving this wagon. You know, if you want to look at, for instance, depopulation and the history of this movement, type in the word Rockefeller in your search engine, followed by a comma, and then followed by the word depopulation. Check out the reports that follow from that, from the Rockefeller programs and the Rockefeller from the Rockefeller Foundation and from the Rockefeller money, just alone on the topic of depopulation. You might also want to check into the type in Planned Parenthood, comma, depopulation. Look what you find there. I mean, this whole system is so insidious. And when you look at the groups that are that have actually been driving this wagon, once again, you're going to come back to the same groups. You're going to come back to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Central Banking System, the Bilderberg Group. You keep coming back to the same groups, which are highly incestuous groups of people. They're all involved in these organizations, and they rotate in and out of these councils and commissions. They come in, they serve in the commissions and do the think tank work and write legislation, and then they step out of the organizations and they go straight into politics, or they go straight into academia, or they head up a science foundation. Much like, I can't think of his name. The Secretary of Defense.
Oh, you mean?
Who just left.
Rumsfeld.
I can't think of his name. But anyways, these groups are very, very incestuous. They come in and out of each other's groups and in and out of positions of power.
Right.
You know, it's the same group of people. It's not a large group, but it's the same group. Now, in the United States, politics is driven by the Rockefeller dynasty. In Europe, it's always been driven by the Rothschilds dynasty. But they are familial family dynasties. They are the wealthiest people. They are the royalty across the lands of the world. And they have a different plan in mind for the common man. The first plan is to get rid of a whole lot of us. Because they cannot manage the global population as it is. They simply can't do it.
Well, I think, Nancy, where a lot of people have difficulty is imagining that there really is a master plan to kill off a large part of the population. And I tell people just to go back to Elberton, Georgia, and look at the Georgia Guidestones, or to read the writings of Jacques Cousteau, who talked about eliminating 350,000 people a day. And Sidney or David Foreman, he wanted to eliminate, 99% of the world's population, get the world population down to about 100 million. There really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of the world's population. Barbara Mark Subbard, who talks about killing a quarter of the population, and says in her original book, which we have the pages from, The Revelation, the Book of Procreation, where she talks about those who will not evolve to a higher state of consciousness. That is not your job to eliminate them. That is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. And one of the richest, most powerful women in the world, Barbara Mark Subbard. Go right ahead, Nancy.
Well, this is such a difficult subject for the American people. It is so hard to fathom this type of deception and treachery. But people, you have to look at the big picture. You have to really, really consider. When you're listening to the debates, you listen to the global language. You listen to the words like consensus. You listen to the words like international and trade. The one world government is a new system of economics. And what this new system does is it continues to remove money from the common man through taxation, through the lowering of wages, on and on and on. And it delivers your money straight into the hands of corporate governors. Now, we have all become familiar with the term regional. Regional is another term like consensus that you need to understand, that means one world government. In the United States, we have regional governors. We have 10, the nation was actually divided into 10 regions way back, I believe, in 1972 under Nixon. We have the Regional Council of Great Lakes Governors, who are now literally the authority over all of the Great Lakes in this country. And yet not one person in this country can tell me who those regional governors are of the Great Lakes. No one knows. We haven't been told. Now, these new regional systems are actually the one world governmental infrastructures that have been laid into place in this country that the media won't talk about. Mass media will never talk about this stuff. And it is because, of course, they don't want us to know. They're trying to get this, all of the one world governmental systems set into place and play before we even know about it. Now, what's going to happen ultimately, in my opinion, is that there will be a declaration of martial law. There will be some type of another catastrophic event, but it's going to be larger. It may overtake a whole, quote-unquote, region of the United States. But once a martial law declaration is made, then I think that we will see in earnest the playing out and the raising of the one world political system in the United States. Now, what's interesting about that is, what does it take to declare martial law? Well, what it takes is a declared state of emergency. Well, guess what, folks? The act of March the 9th of 1933 under FDR declared America into a declared state of emergency at the request of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York at that time, and we are still operating under that very same declared state of emergency. Now, any president in the United States could have gotten rid of that declaration and said we are no longer in a declared state of emergency, but they didn't want to give up the powers that were afforded to the presidential office once you are in a declared state of emergency.
And for our listeners out there who find that's hard to believe, we have some articles written. Actually, there were reports that were put up by Democratic senators back in about 72 talking about their concern about the fact that in 1972 everything was in place to declare the dictatorship. And of course, anybody just has to read the directives that President Bush put out on the 9th of May of this year, certainly the National Security Memorandum, the directive, I think it was either 21 or 20 or 51, and then Homeland Security
51,
and of course it allows the president, for any reason that he deems appropriate, to declare a national emergency and military dictatorship with no review by Congress and no time limit. And the fact that this has not been brought up by the media, has not been brought up certainly by our members of Congress or the Senate, reflects the fact that they're all in on it, they're all going along it. Yes, I'm sure that people like Ron Paul and a few others were concerned and trying to get the information out. But of course, when they speak, nobody hears them. And the reason is because, of course, of the degree of control that exists over the media and ultimately over what the American people think. But you can get it off the Internet. You simply go to the White House and get those directives that came out on the 9th of May. And I'm sure you're acquainted with those, aren't you, Nancy?
Well, you know, it's so difficult. You spoon feed the American public. We have been trying for at least 25 years. And, you know, if you don't believe it, go look up the act of March 9th of 1933 that says we're in a declared state of emergency. We're still in it.
I know.
And so, you know, it doesn't take much for George Bush, with one pen and one piece of paper, to sign us into martial law, because we're already in a declared state of emergency.
Well,
that is why the Constitution has been taken apart with presidential directives and with executive orders. And you get hundreds and thousands of them. Signing statements. The reason that this power it keeps happening in the executive branch is because we are operating in a declared state of emergency.
Well, I simply ask people to go up on the Google. You can Google in Halliburton, $385 million detention camps. You'll find out that Halliburton is getting $385 million a year to be ready and prepared to put in massive numbers of concentration camps in the United States. This has never happened before in our history. But please go up on the Internet. Google in Halliburton, $385 million, concentration camps. And if it's true, and then determine you're going to do something, you're going to do it now, and you're going to help us get the information out and help Nancy Levant get her material. She's got great material, but we can only do so much. Do you really care about your freedom, about your children and grandchildren, about what the legacy you are going to leave for them? Because if you don't care, then keep doing what you've been doing. If you do, then join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our guest has been Nancy Levant. We're talking, of course, about profiling. And they're profiling you. They've got your profile. Don't you think that they have it? We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Thank you.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we hope that many of you out there will want to look into what Nancy was saying. We do have this report came out about 72 over the name of Senator Charles Mathias, and I've forgotten who the other one was. I think maybe it was Frank Church, but I'm not certain. Concerned about the move towards dictatorship at that time. We have a 14th set on the Military Commission Act. If you doubt that there is a plan for mass population control, you need to get my the VHS, and I hope we'll very, very soon have it on DVD. None dare call it genocide. None dare call it genocide. A more extensive or a broader a talk along the same subject is planned population reduction. Is about 2.25 hours of my talk. The same none dare call it genocide talk. And then we have a four tape set and a video on population control. We have my population control agenda monograph. Understand, they really do tend to kill off most of the people in the world. If you'd like to see that article by Jacques Cousteau, came out of the UNESCO Courier, November of 1991, we'll be glad to send you a free copy. You need to get my population control agenda monograph. It's available free at RadioLiberty.com, or if you'd like a better copy, of course, you can get that through Radio Liberty. Or if you did some of the other things, we'll be glad to get you a free copy of it. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Understand there are people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. If you haven't read our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD, or got the Brotherhood of Darkness special, you should. And then we have some pamphlets. There are three of them to go together. They're called The Occult Hierarchy, which will take you into the whole world of the occult and the beings who can transcend from one dimension into the other. Not imaginary, really very real. We hope many of you want to get Johanna Michelson's book of The Beautiful Side of Evil, and of course get the interviews with Johanna. They're called The Supernatural. The Supernatural. She was a medium. She was able to transcend that barrier from one, of course, one realm into the other. It's not imaginary. It's very real. And then understand that we're really involved in a spiritual battle. People talk about Republicans and Democrats, right, left, conservative, liberal. That's all to get you confused, so that you won't be able to understand what this is about. Let me suggest the book Hostages of the Devil. Hostages of the Devil by Malachi Martin. And then you can get my interviews with Malachi. And you get the two of them together, you get the Malachi Martin special of both my interviews and his book, Hostage to the Devil. We have a book called Satanic Crimes. Satanic Crimes by William Kennedy. And of course, we have the book, A Diary of a Devil Hunter, a man who was into Satanism, and he came out and he would go around talking to the police forces and explain to them about the satanic crime families and, pardon me, the satanic crimes going on in their cults. And then the FBI would come around behind him and say, oh, there is no such thing. Those of you who saw 48 hours over the weekend, this story of Captain Jeffrey McDonald, who's been in prison for 25 or 26 years for a crime he did not commit. And they 48 hours had a very interesting presentation, but they left out the important part of the story. They kept stressing that McDonald said it was a group of hippies who killed his wife and his children. Actually, it was a satanic cult crime. It was a satanic cult crime that, of course, the government wanted to cover up. And that's why Captain McDonald has been in prison all these years. They can't let you know about the satanic covenant operating, and they're operating all across the country today.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Some breaking news just arriving. An Interstate 35 bridge in Minneapolis has collapsed this afternoon. Much of the bridge span is in the Mississippi River. Cars are crushed under debris. One vehicle believed to be a semi-truck is on fire at this hour. There are reports that a school bus was on the bridge when it collapsed down into the river and surrounding roads. No immediate report of injuries, but officials expect, obviously, several. We'll have more details for you as soon as they're made available to us. The latest congressional probe into the Pat Tillman death brought former top Pentagon officials back to Capitol Hill. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Former Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and a host of retired...